Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast, a production of Catholic Answers.
Wax on, wax off. Today you learn how to become an email inbox ninja. Welcome to the Council of Trent podcast. I'm your host, Catholic Answers apologist and speaker Trent Horn. And today is Free for All Friday. And on Free for All Friday, we talk about a wide variety of topics, sometimes related to the faith, often not related to the faith, because knowledge is power. It's great to learn about things, great to edify ourselves, to learn more about our world. And today, I also enjoy learning about things that are practical, self-help, help us to navigate life easier. And one of the things that can bog us down in life are emails and inboxes and dealing with all kinds of email drama at work and personal life, and it creates clutter. I don't want you to have to deal with that anymore. So today, you will learn the skills to be email inbox ninja. Wax on, wax off. A reference, of course, to one of my favorite films, the 1984 movie The Karate Kid, starring Ralph Macchio and Pat Morita. You know, Macchio is Danny LaRusso, moves to Reseda, California, gets bullied by your classic 1980s blonde popular jocks at his school. Then he learns how to fight back by going to Mr. Miyagi to become the Karate Kid. So I'm going to be your Mr. Miyagi today to help you with your email inbox woes. Because as I record this episode right now, my inbox, my work email at Catholic.com and my personal email that I have on Gmail are both empty. Nothing in the inboxes, and I love that. When you actually, on Gmail, when you get to zero in your inbox, on your mobile browser, you see a little smiley face that says, you have no emails, enjoy your day. Well, I think it used to be a trophy. I think in other cases I've seen that there's, you know, there's a trophy that it shows up like, you, congratulations, you have no emails today. Right now, when I look on my desktop browser, it just says, your primary tab is empty, your social is empty, and promotions, which I think was interesting. And it was helpful that Gmail did that a while back, that it's divided up your email into three tabs: your primary emails, social stuff that comes from social media, Facebook, Twitter, a lot of LinkedIn stuff ends up in there, and promotions, all the junk email we get, most of it at least, ends up in promotions, but that still fills up your inbox. You want to be able to do something with that. So I want you to get to this same feeling. I want to be the digital Marie Kondo. We're going to tidy up. Does this email bring me joy? No. Goes into the trash. Does it bring you joy? Having lots of emails shouldn't. I've known some people who even brag that they have lots of unread emails. Like, that's nothing to brag about. That weighs down your life. It becomes disorganized. Messy, you know, my wife always tells me, messy bed, messy head. That's why I love in the morning, you know, making the bed. I never make it right because I just never learned that skill well. I make the bed well enough that, like, guys can make the bed. Guys who are not like Marines. Like, if you went to like Marine boot camp, you learn like the perfect way to make a bed, but I do the best I can. But in other areas of life, I try to be simple and not have a bunch of stuff hanging over my head. And one of those things is email. So that's what I want to talk to you today here on the Council of Trent podcast, or how to be inbox ninjas to not let our emails overwhelm us. So let's dive in. First, I'll say that what I want to talk about now is just how to move forward. Like, let's say you have an inbox that has 1,000 unread emails, 10,000 unread emails. I'm not going to get to how to clean that out just yet. I just want to give you some tips for moving forward with the emails that will come into you, and then help you to go back with some of the things that you have. And I think, once again, this is important for us to learn because we want to be able to free up our headspace. I think, you know, God calls us to go out into the world to evangelize, to do his will, but we only have a finite amount of headspace. So I think one thing we can do to glorify God when we go out in the world is free up our headspace so it's not consumed with things that don't really matter, especially if we procrastinate, if we're disorganized, then our headspace gets taken up and holy good things that could be in there, like spending time with family, deepening our vocation, our prayer life, practicing evangelism, that gets crowded out by this unnecessary stuff in our heads. And so when we organize life, whether it's at home, use a Marie Kondo tidying up method or your digital Marie Kondo, that makes it better for you to go out and do the things that really matter. So here's my first rule for you to know when it comes to being an email inbox ninja. Your inbox is not a save folder. Your inbox is not a place for you to just leave emails that one day you could go back to in the future. That's the number one mistake. When people leave all these emails in their inbox and, you know, see the unread notification of, you know, 6,000 unread emails, that'd be like getting all of your letters, all of your forms, all of your receipts, and you just threw them down on the floor in your living room or on your bedroom floor. Like, don't worry, they're here. I'll get them later. I mean, you can function like that. They're just on the floor. You can walk over them, but it's still always taking a little bit of headspace. And the problem is that within that save folder, what takes up headspace is you have emails in there that, like, you prioritize. Okay, that's an email I definitely got to get back to. But there's other tons of emails in there you don't have to worry about. So you're using up headspace sifting through the stuff that's in your inbox, when what is helpful is to create a save folder or multiple folders. And it's great. Once you have these folders, then you can slot away emails and you can save them. So when I say that my inbox has, you know, no messages in it, that's correct. But that doesn't mean I don't have emails that are saved. I have a lot of emails saved in my Gmail account. I'm looking at it right now. I have about 25% of my Gmail inbox is full of emails, of things that I have saved. But guess what? They're in dedicated save folders. And by doing that, there's nothing, I don't have to worry about them. They're free from my headspace, but I can always go back and find them if I ever need them for anything. So that's the first thing I would recommend. At the very least, don't just have an inbox folder. Make a save folder or multiple folders. At the very least, make a folder, call it save. And if there's an email, you're done with it, move it in there if you don't feel like deleting it. I'll go into the difference of what you can delete or not delete here in a second. But what's also helpful is if you know that you're going to be receiving emails about something particular that's big and you want to keep them all in the same place, make multiple save folders. Now, don't take up mental headspace by making 20 different save folders. That can get exhausting as well. For example, when my wife and I, we were buying our home here in San Diego, when we moved back to San Diego, and, you know, you're doing the home buying stuff, it seems like realtors now, everything they do is DocuSign. Everything is, you don't sign anything with paper, you just sign it with an electronic signature. So there's a mountain of forms that get emailed to you and you need to sign it, and you want to keep a copy of those important forms that you've signed. So I just made a folder, mortgage or home buying, and then everything just goes in there and it's saved, and I have those forms if I ever need them in the future for something. So the key here is to create a save folder and just know that when emails come in, there's basically one of three places your email is going to, that email is going to reside. Two of them are permanent. One should be extremely temporary, a place you keep your email for just a very brief amount of time. So the three places are the save folder, the trash folder, or your inbox. So I do keep some emails in my inbox when they're pressing, but that is a very rare thing for me to do. I keep them there. That way, whenever I check my email, I realize, okay, today I've got to respond to this. I have to respond to this today, so I will keep it here and I'll make that reply, and then I'm going to resolve the issue. But otherwise, 99.999% of my emails are either in the trash or they are in the save folder. So how do you decide where it goes? Let's say you have an email and the issue is resolved with the email. How do you know if it goes into trash or if it goes into save? You should just ask yourself, what is the possibility I will experience trouble in the future if I do not have this email? What is the possibility I will experience trouble in the future if I don't have this email? So I'll give you an example. Sometimes people will send me email requests saying, hey, Trent, we'd love to have you as a guest on our podcast. And so I reply to these people, and, you know, I look at the podcast, and if it's a good fit for me, I'll say, yeah, that would be great. Let me know a time and date, and, you know, get back to me and let me know about it. And when I send that email, I then delete the original email. The reason I do is because if I just forgot about this email, it'd be no skin off my nose. Right now, I'm waiting for them, these people who have invited me to come on a podcast, to reply to me. The ball is in their court. If I were just to ignore this and then they ended up ignoring it, I would not be in trouble. There'd be no problem here. They just never got back to me. That's on them. So I don't need their request of me to take up my mental headspace or my email space. So I just delete it. Now, it doesn't mean it's gone forever, because if they reply back to me, usually in that reply email, even though I've deleted it, I'll see our previous correspondence. So then let's say they reply back, say, hey, can you come on the show next Friday? I'll say, yeah, sure, I'd be happy to do that. In that case, what I do, since I've committed and there's something in the future, I'm going to have future interaction with these individuals, I'll take that email and I'll move it to a save folder. That way, let's say I'm going through my day and I think to myself, oh yeah, my calendar says I have an interview on Friday. What time was that interview at again? So I can go into my search bar for the email account and just search, you know, Friday, what would it be? November 22nd this year? I don't know. You know, Friday, whatever it is, put in the date, put in a name related to the email. Oh, good. There it is. Okay. That email says it was at 9 a.m. Okay, great. I still have that. But notice the difference there. Notice the difference is that in the previous case, the ball is in their court. I'm not responsible for it anymore, so I'm going to delete it. If it's that pressing, if it's important, they will get back to me. If they don't get back to me, I guess it wasn't that important. I think Laura was telling me she was reading in the book Essentialism, which I recommended a few podcasts ago on my interview with Joanna Wallen, the book Essentialism by Brian McCone. Great book on how to free up your life and just only focus on the essentials. That he said, don't make other people's problems your problems. You know, if other people have a problem, don't voluntarily take on their problem without a good reason. So if somebody wants to interview me and get back to me, you know, let's take that podcast example. I'm not going to sit to myself, hey, that guy never got back to me in 2 weeks. Maybe, okay, he didn't get back to me. Maybe I should send him an email and, you know, see if everything's okay. No, I'm going to let him decide on that. Now, the difference would be if I had made a request to someone and I felt it was very, very important to get on their show, and they replied to me, but didn't get back to me. If it was still in my headspace of, this is an important thing I want to achieve that I initiated, I might send another follow-up email. But then after that, if there's no reply, you know, I'm going to remember back to the good old days of dating before I found my one true love. You know, they don't reply back, you've been ghosted, let it go. As Elsa would say, let it go, let it go. So I hope that makes sense for you, that when you're looking at different emails, you should only keep emails in your inbox if there is an imminent need to address them. Like, this is an unfinished matter. I need to reply to this person today or tomorrow. If it's something you're going to handle in a few weeks or a month, put it in the save folder and then put a reminder to yourself in your calendar to dig up that email and do something with it. But if it's something you're going to reply today or tomorrow, then go and take care of that. But otherwise, when an email comes in, try very hard to sift it, either delete it. Then the rule is, if you would ignore this email, what is the probability trouble would come down looking for you? If it's really low or zero, delete it, get rid of it. If someone needs you on that matter, if it's a work-related matter, whatever it may be, and the ball, ask yourself, is the ball in their court? Okay, if the ball is in their court, they will get back to you. But if it's an ongoing matter and you realize, hey, if I forgot about this, there's a decent chance I would be in trouble, put it in your save folder. That way you can go back and find that later. So that's the key for me to keep with my inbox and to stay on it as emails come in, to be very clear to see, all right, where does this go? Go to trash, go to save, or does it stay in the inbox very briefly? Also, it's important to set a check limit for yourself. Now, I'm not infallible in this regard. I'm still learning. I said I would help you become an email inbox ninja, but I'm not a grandmaster samurai. I'm like the young ninja who's trying out, but still ends up bumping his head every now and then. So for me, I have a bad habit of overchecking my email. It gives me that little dopamine rush to see if I got a new message, but that eats up our valuable time throughout the day. So it's important. I remember someone, there was a book Laura told me, it might've been Essentialism of Brian McCone, it probably was, that he sends an away message telling people, look, from 5 a.m. to 1 p.m., I do not check emails. I will reply to you after 1 p.m. And that's great. I think it's really important not to get bogged down with email the first thing you do to start your workday, that you should focus on important tasks, use your energy. And for me, I don't know about you, but for me, my lowest energy time at work is after lunch. You know, it's near the end of the day, my blood sugar is spiked, I ate food, I'm all over the place, I'm tired, I'm sluggish. So 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock especially, I'll just sit down and just do emails, because emails are kind of a mindless droning exercise that we have to do. So when you're out of gas, like when your gas tank is full and you have creative energy, work on stuff that needs your creative energy. But don't get hassled with emails, because guess what? It'll be okay if you address that later in the afternoon. If it was so vital and incredibly important, somebody would call you. They would call you. And that's what you should do. If you have something very vital and important that can't be summarized well in an email, call the other person. And don't just text. Go ahead. You know, we can bring back calling people on the phone. I remember with Laura, it's so funny. When we first started dating, we're 6 years apart, so we have a little bit of a generational gap. So I would call her, and then she would text me back saying, like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, I wanted to talk to you on the phone, because I grew up in the generation, my formative years in junior high and high school were before texting, especially junior high. There's no texting really back then. So we called one another all the time. But Laura grew up in the time where everybody texted. So even now for me, I've got the only like text messages I have in my box are like from Bank of America, like Bank of America satisfaction survey. I'm like, oh, it's my friend BOA texting me. But otherwise, I usually prefer calling people instead of texting them. So do the same with your emails. So set a check limit. You know, don't, if you're checking your email every few minutes, that is, you know, every 10 minutes, that is going to take away from productivity. So there's a range, obviously, with the check limit on your email. And it depends what kind of work that you're in, but it can be anywhere between once an hour to once a day. It's kind of a range. And you have to see that based on what people demand of you from your email, but it's important to be firm with that. Here's another rule to become an inbox ninja to keep your inbox clear. Take the time to unsubscribe from marketer emails. Like every time, if you get a junk email that comes into your inbox, it's, you might think delete and it's a quick way to get rid of it, but it's going to come back to haunt you and it's going to use up more time to continually delete those emails. Even though you don't recognize it, you think, oh, it takes 2 seconds to delete an email. But yeah, if you're doing that every week though, and it happens for years, that eats up your time. Take a few more seconds and scroll down to the bottom of the email and click unsubscribe. And hit all the notifications and unsubscribe. And I used to, my promotion box on Gmail used to be full of junk emails. And now I get maybe one or two every now and then. There's a few I have not unsubscribed from because I want to see if I hit the jackpot. Mostly it's sweet tomatoes, super salad, to see if we can get the really nice coupon. You get like 25% off a meal. I'm telling you, taking the kid, oh no, it's soup plantation. It's called different things in different places. I still get the soup plantation emails because I want to see maybe this one is going to be the 25% discount coupon off the whole meal. And that's awesome because I love taking the kids to soup plantation. They can be loud. Nobody seems to care. I can get a plate of just the stuff they will pick at. Cucumbers, pasta, macaroni. Here you go on your plate. And actually, I get a salad and forage my way through the sidebar with the soups and the macaroni. So you're learning more about me than you probably needed to know, I think, through the course of this podcast. But you might have a special place where I don't mind getting stuff from them. Fine. But for everything else you get in your promotion box or your inbox, it's just spam email or it's marketing email, click unsubscribe. You will do yourself a favor. Here's another rule to become an inbox ninja with people. Don't hit reply all unless it's absolutely necessary, but shy away from the reply all button. Oh, that is the bane of my existence when I have an email from the office and everyone has to get in on a reply all chain. And I try to delete them and they keep popping up in my inbox. It's like the dreaded Hydra from Greek mythology. You cut off one head and two of them grow in its place. So here's a story about one reply all nightmare to see how this can go horribly. This was published in KUTV. It's a local Utah affiliate. Friday, December 7, 2018. The article, thousands of Utah state employees entangled in reply all email nightmare. The article says, an apparently simple email about a holiday potluck at a state office in Utah went off the rails Friday when it was accidentally sent to approximately 25,000 state employees. One early respondent seemed to anticipate the coming storm of emails by replying to all, braces self for receiving thousands of emails from people hitting reply all to say they got added by mistake. Then the reply all responses began. Stop replying to all, one reply all respondent wrote. Please remove me from this email, another employee replied all. So it just keeps going through. Everyone stop responding. A photo post by state spokesperson Joe Doherty showed dozens of emails sent over the course of just a few minutes around 9:30 a.m. Doherty posted around 11:15 a.m. to say the email chain seemed to have run its course. Neither the offending sender nor the department they work for were identified. I fear this will never end, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox posted to Twitter around 3:30 p.m. Reply all catastrophes pop up occasionally. A few years ago, Reuters was caught up in a reply all chain that went between the company's 33,000 employees. That ordeal prompted at least 600 response emails. So when it comes to reply all, when you see that, ask yourself, do the other people in the chain really need to hear this? Or is this just my way that I want them to see what I told the boss? Avoid reply all like the plague. Another tip, being inbox ninja, when you're sending, one way to help is when you're sending emails to lots of people, BCC them, especially if it's kind of your own personal mailing list to others. I remember once when I was younger, I think I was 19, for a group at our church, I sent an email to like all eight members. And one of the women said, that's very rude, Trent. You have to put everybody into a blind carbon copy, BCC, so that people can't see their email. And I apologized. I said, okay, I'm still learning how to do this. But that's just courtesy so that you don't expose people's email addresses, especially if their emails, not among friends, but more like members of a group that you don't want getting out into the world, because people don't want their email boxes inundated with things. Master the art of the blind carbon copy. Also, when you send emails to other people, when you send emails to them, try very hard to keep it short to the point. Remember, if it's a long droning email that takes a few minutes to read, maybe just call the person and talk to them. Because invariably in a long, complex email, there's going to be more emails to try to sift through that. Keep it simple, stupid. K-I-S-S. Not saying you're stupid. Just remember, K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, silly. We'll put it that way. So keep it short. Break it up into multiple lines. People have a hard time reading just blocks of text. So instead of a paragraph that has six sentences, maybe you could do three paragraphs that have two sentences. Paste text. Sometimes when I copy stuff from Word documents into an email, the formatting gets all weird. Like there's the MS Word formatting or the internet formatting, and it can be hard to read on different browsers. So what I often do is I'll take my text from MS Word or wherever it may be, and I paste it into the URL browser bar of my email browser, the place where you have the website. I take, let's say it's from MS Word. I put it into, I control X, cut or copy. Control C is copy. Control X is cut. And I put it in the web browser bar. And by doing that, it turns it into HTML. And then when I put it into the email, it has the same letters, color, and size as other text that's used in the email, so I don't have formatting issues. So something to consider when you're putting it in, maybe texting text from a Word document, wherever it may be, putting it in the URL bar so it's a nice uniform HTML. Putting stuff in bullets and bolding it and adding little hyperlinks. Instead of putting a long link in the email, writing out the word, read this document, instead of just putting the big long link that could be hard to read, do read this document and then highlight it and do hyperlink. And you can just turn that into a little link and it's nice and it's crisp and it's smooth. But definitely avoid long blocks of text, multiple paragraphs, bullet points, and bold the important stuff so people can scan it and you use their time well. Also, be sure before you send an email, just take 15 seconds, scan it, make sure you have the attachment, and scroll down to make sure you're not sending stuff, that you're not forwarding or replying all or including confidential or sensitive information in an email chain to someone else that it shouldn't go to. So just take 10 seconds before you hit send and just do a scan from top to bottom when it comes to looking through the email for all of that. So I think that should be helpful for you all moving forward. And just remember, so if you have, though, an email box, let's say you're moving forward, you're using these tools, and especially when emails come in, you either think to yourself, hey, does it go to save or does it go to delete? It should, only the very rare unicorn email stays in the inbox as you have to deal with it for a pressing way. But what about if your email inbox is full of thousands of emails? What do you do? Well, set aside time each day, maybe a half hour at night or an hour if you have the time, and do spring cleaning. What I recommend is going back in time, go to the earliest emails you have and go through them and ask yourself, is there a possibility I would need this in the future? If there is, put it in save. No harm there. If there is no possibility you'll need this in the future, let it go. Do the Elsa mentality. And a lot of times when I go through my email boxes, I can delete entire, you can go to settings and change it so that instead of showing just like 25 emails, go to settings that you can see 100 emails per page. And then at the top, if you know like these emails are from 8 years ago and you're never going to need them, then just click at the top, you know, mark all, And then it just marks all 100 emails and then hit delete. And then you can get rid of them. But another thing you can do as you go through is you can just scan through the emails, find the ones you want to save, click save, move them through save, go through the pages bit by bit, and you're basically rescuing emails to put in the save folder. And you know, the save folder at that point becomes your Noah's Ark. And so you get these little save emails like, you have pleased me email, you are going to the save folder. This email pleases me. It's sentimental. Go ahead and save that. And you go through page by page and you just pluck the emails you want to save from it. And you put them in the save folder and they're in the arc. And the other emails are like, we don't need to be in that save folder. Ha ha ha. We're too good for that. And then you hit the delete and the flood comes through these other emails. And they're like, why have we disappointed you, inbox user? What have we done now? And the emails go into the ether. And those ones that were not selected to be in the save folder, you shall wipe over them and you shall blot them out from the face of your inbox. Oh my gosh, I've turned this from being an email inbox to you being some kind of vengeful, wrathful deity upon your emails. Not saying God, of course, is a vengeful, wrathful deity. The Lord certainly has no tolerance for evil, as we'll see in the Old Testament. You want more about that, check out my book, Hard Sayings. But the point is, when you're going back in time, looking at your old emails, don't let them clog up your inbox. Pluck the ones that any possibility, and don't have the bar too low, but say, look, yeah, this is an important form. This was a sentimental thing. This could have contact information I could use, and then move it to your save folder. Then you don't have to worry about it anymore. But for the vast majority of them, you free up just your inbox space total, because you only have a finite amount of inbox space, unless you purchase to have a gigantic inbox. You can get rid of that. You don't have to worry about it anymore. And so someone, though, might say, well, Trent, why don't I just take everything that's in my inbox and move it into my save folder? Ha, then I don't have to spend any time going through sifting through it. I don't recommend that, because the more extra emails you have, it makes it harder to search for things. So when I need an email, I remember talking to this person about this, or where was this old document I once wrote? I try to think of a very particular keyword that will be in that document and that document alone. Maybe a name, maybe a noun that's unusual, or a place, or a time, a date. And I'll go back and search for it. But if your save folder has 20,000 emails in it, then it becomes useless to search through there to try to find the things you need. The save folder is not a place just to free up your inbox. That's not what it's for. That would be like if you took all the junk in your home and you rented a U-Haul storage facility and you just put it in a U-Haul storage facility. I mean, you've cleaned your house, but now the stuff that you need, you have a hard time finding it among the stuff that you don't need in that storage facility. And the same thing happens with emails, if you just move everything into a save folder. No, it only goes in save if there is a possibility you might need it in the future. And maybe every few years, every year or so, you go through the save folder and you start purging from there of things that you don't need as much anymore. So, well, I hope this is helpful for you all on Free For All Friday. And I've always hoped here in the Council of Trent podcast, I don't overwhelm people with emails. If you're a subscriber at TrenthornPodcast.com, you do get email notifications about new episodes and bonus content, though I try very, very hard not to spam people, only send stuff that I think is noteworthy indeed for the podcast. And if you want to become a premium subscriber, to also, by the way, a bonus for premium subscribers is that if you want to comment on an episode, if you say, hey, I've thought about this episode, or I have a question about this, or I have a concern about this episode, commenting at TrenthornPodcast.com is now reserved for patrons of the podcast. So that's a place where you can actually get to interact with me. A lot of people come there and I can interact with people on a somewhat regular basis if you're a subscriber at TrenthornPodcast.com. If you're a bronze tier or higher subscriber, which is just $5 a month or more, you get the bonus content and the ability to comment on the episodes and be a part of kind of this Council of Trent community we have at TrenthornPodcast.com. You all have been great. Glad you were able to stop by, and good luck sharpening your skills to become email inbox ninjas. And now I must disappear into the night. Thank you all so much and have a very blessed day.
If you like today's episode, become a premium subscriber at our Patreon page and get access to member-only content. For more information, visit TrenthornPodcast.com.